We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yo, 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 yo.
I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
And currently we are on vacation.
Man, totally disconnected.
Yes.
We're not even really here. You think you're listening to us, but we're not.
Well, we are not. We're here in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, it's okay, because we're giving you some of the best of this week. The best donkeys, the best interviews, you guys, which is the best callers, and some of the best moments the Breakfast Club has had in the last couple of months. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and have fun. Keep it locked. Red is going to be running the boards. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ray!
Yo, Charlamagne. Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is.
We live? Hello, who's this?
Yo, hey, it's DJ from Cleveland.
DJ from Cleveland, what up? Get it off your chest.
What up, DJ?
What up, man? Hey, what up, Charlamagne? First thing first, Charlamagne, man. Give me throughout the day, man. I'm telling you, at the end. Keep it up, bro.
Love, King. Appreciate that.
No doubt. Hey, Envy, man, you used to be my boy, man. I still got love for you, but I don't like the way you did Donnell Rawlins, man, when he was on the show and made that man put the money up talking about spell that word. Why you do my man like that, man?
Yeah, no, for people that don't know, I bet Donnell Rawlins, I think $100, that he couldn't pronounce a word right or something like that, or couldn't spell a word, and he couldn't. Me and Donnell go way back. We started morning radio with each other a long time ago with Miss Jones, and we used to have those type of games. But Donnell's the homie.
I'm tired of you giving things context, and you don't even know how to use the word context.
Shut up.
But you want to clown Donnell.
He always taking words out of character. That's
exactly.
My thing.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I got into a fight with context, and I lost. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man? It's me, Sonny, man. Nice to meet you guys. What's going on?
Morning.
Up, get it off your chest.
All right, listen, man. You're not going to play my boy Daniel Jones like that. I just want to break down the contract so that way you get a better understanding.
Well, before we do, I just want to say Daniel Jones did have a better season. His rating was higher than Dak Prescott's.
Man, stop lying. Why
I'm looking at it right now.
No,
listen,
yards.
Listen, listen.
Yeah, 3,200 yards. Dak had 28 yards. Dak had 15 interceptions. Daniel Jones only had 5. Yes, he had a better season.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Check the stats. I just looked it
up. No, he didn't.
Charlemagne.
Yes.
You tell me. Listen, Charlemagne. Can you tell me what wide receiver was Daniel Jones throwing to? Just name one.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham don't pay for the Giants.
Okay, Mike, back to my point. This man, and I call him a brother because he got legs of fire. You see what I'm saying? This brother was able to make it to the playoffs without any no-name wide receivers. In fact, their number one wide receiver was picked up in the middle of the season.
You act like Dak had a plethora of wide receivers to throw to. Like, CeeDee Lamb is cool. He's really good, right? Inconsistent sometimes, right? But really good. But other than that, who do we got?
Right. That's not the point. Have you seen Dak Prescott's offensive line? Daniel Jones still has
Our offensive line was hurt a lot this year.
Girls, football season's coming back in a couple of months, so we'll rehash this conversation in a couple of months.
Exactly.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay.
Jay, what up? Get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to get off my chest. Why am I up at 3 o'clock in the morning working while my boss out sipping latte talking about you protecting the world? What are you really doing is going out camping, peeling potatoes, and saying slingshots. I don't know why he's not here.
I don't know what you just said, King.
Me neither.
Why are you trying to tell the boss where he got to be?
Nah, man, because I'm out here at 3 o'clock in the morning, but he ain't here.
Well, he's the boss. What time you got to check in? Does he even come?
Who, me?
The boss.
Him.
He got to be here with us, your team.
Nah, that's not really how it go when you're a boss.
That's very true.
You kind of hire people to do the job. You delegate, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I just want to get off my chest, but I said that love for him, though. You know who he is.
Yep, he know who you are, too.
Yep.
You'll be deactivated today, sir.
Yep. It's a wrap for you, sir.
You're going to get Uber.
No, man. Much love, man. Love y'all guys, man.
He's King. Love you, too.
Great.
And I also want the record to show that Daniel Jones has a career record of 21-31-1.
We're not talking about
career.
That's
not a person you give $40 million a year to.
I agree. I think they gave him too much money.
21-31-1.
But it's not a career. This, we're talking last season.
I don't care. That's white privilege. 21-31-1, and you get $40 million a year, but then Saquon Barkley gets franchised?
Saquon Barkley definitely should have got a huge contract. I agree with you.
Stop, but let me stay out of Giants business because I'm a Cowboy and I don't care about no damn Giants.
Yes, you do. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Ray B from Soup City.
Ray, what's up?
Campbell, Ohio.
All right. Get it off your chest, Ray.
Man, I tell you, these women right now, they different.
What happened?
Man, thing about it is that no matter how much love you try to show to these women, they always want to try to find that one negative to try to bring you back down.
Like what? Your little pee-pee?
But put it like this. I'm a married man right now.
Right now?
But I'm quick right now.
You saying that like it's only going to last for a little bit. It's supposed to be forever.
Hold on now. What the? Nah, it's going to last because I'm a man of my word.
Okay.
But the thing about it is that, man, like I said, I'm the type of person that I love my wife, but I seen that she always looked up to her dad. So I know how to cook. I know how to do all that stuff. I try to cater for my wife.
That's nice.
But the thing about it is that I took the kickback because I was like, okay, baby, you over there, you working hard. You've been at this job for a long time at this time. And I was a cook. I could do all that stuff. So I made sure that I took the woman job. Not that I couldn't get no job and keep a job.
I hate when guys say cooking is a woman's job as if that's just not a basic necessity to survive. If you lived by yourself, you would be cooking and washing your own clothes.
I think all men can cook. I think that when they get married, they act like they can cook.
Yes.
Because I swear my husband know how to cook. He just won't.
But how about this one? Hmm? How about this one? Y'all ain't never had my soul plate. My chicken greens pasta.
What are you talking about this
but
morning?
But what's she mad about? What are you saying she doesn't appreciate? So you cook and you don't pay bills? Is that what you're saying she mad?
No, I do a little bit of everything.
So what she ain't appreciating?
What she ain't appreciating is all the extras that I try to do for her.
Like what?
I come home, I clean, I make sure she don't gotta do anything.
Well, she
anything.
Should be
she
happy.
Don't gotta.
She should be happy. I don't see the problem.
He leaving some crucial information out. He ain't telling us something.
You gotta put it all out there.
We can't help you this morning, bro.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Okay. Like to put it like this. I was a heavy drinker, but what my wife said to understand is that I was only leaving like that because I hate coming home having to argue over nothing.
Okay, you got deeper problems in your relationship. You need to figure out, bro.
Yeah, y'all need to go see a therapist.
Yeah, if you stayed out drunk and because you don't want to go home, that's a problem. You need to you said, you need to go see a therapist. You need to figure out what's
the
problem.
Thing about it now is that I don't drink no more. I stopped drinking. I ain't drinking 4 months.
So the doctor said he was
cashing me out.
Charlamagne's gonna guide you in a place that somebody can help you and talk to you. Okay, hold on. Okay.
All right.
You got somebody for him?
I'm sure we can find some type of counseling.
Yeah, he need a counselor. Help that
counselor. Yeah. Counselor.
Help
couples counselor.
Hello, who's this?
Yo.
Yo.
This is DJ Hizler. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
You ain't changed your name yet, bro?
Nah, I'm glad y'all know who I am.
How can you forget a name like DJ Hitler?
No, hit list.
No, it's not Hitler.
Oh, hit list.
I don't know who I am.
Say.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
You know who I am. Days.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't know you.
All right, get it off your chest, bro.
Whatever, man. Hey, look. People gotta realize social media is a fake world. You gotta be yourself. Get off of social media for like a week. You'll know who you are.
I agree.
All right.
That is so true.
All right, let's have a good one. Where you from?
Detroit, East Side.
Oh, okay. What up, though? All right, brother, have a good
what
one.
What up, though? Yes, sir.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Power 105.1.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Portia Williams, joining us.
Yep, yep.
And the question is 800-585-1051. Has anybody ever said anything that hurt you so bad? And this conversation comes from Marlon Wayans calling Charlamagne a bruised eggplant.
It wasn't a bruised eggplant. it was. If you see Marlon Wayans' special, God Loves Me, on HBO Max, you know, he said this.
I look over and who is it? Chris Rock. And this was Chris Rock before the money Chris Rock. Like, he looked f***ed up. He had a jerry curl, but didn't have enough money for all the grease. So it was like dry jerry curl, but he had a shag, so the grease would drip onto his shoulders. And he was like three different color black. I don't know what this. And it wasn't an even black. It was different. It was iridescent. It looked like eggplant, black, you know, dull black. He looked like Charlamagne Tha God 3 years ago.
And that brought me back to a time me and Marlon had a Twitter beef back in 2009. And at the time, I had just gotten fired from radio for the fourth time. I'm back living at home with my mom. I'm like 31, 32 years old. I think my daughter was one or two. My now wife is back living at home with her mom. And me and Marlon got into it over Twitter because I said Marlon Wayans wasn't funny on Twitter. And so that turned into just us going back and forth on each other. And he did say, he did call me a bruised eggplant. Okay, ha ha, that's funny.
Right.
But the next tweet was, "You peaked at life."
Ooh.
That hurt.
Now that ended your soul.
That hurt.
Oh, sent me to heaven.
That was it.
Sent me to Twitter heaven. I was gone. Because you got to think, I'm at home living with my mom.
Defeated.
Collecting unemployment checks.
Yeah.
Buy it for the fourth time. Look, so you really, did I peak at life?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking like a bruised eggplant. Yeah.
Is this it?
He took you 6 feet under.
He did.
But I'm going to tell you what I did with that. Motivation.
Right.
I refuse to peak at life. I refuse to peak at life. Okay? So, you know, yeah, that was motivation.
Now, what about you? Anybody say anything that hurt your heart? Are you feeling so bad?
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. You talking to an ex-housewife. What Damn. You think?
Yeah, but what was it? Because it seems like you just be brushing it off.
Okay, there was one thing that has rang in my head. And it didn't only ring in my head. It's because my sister would say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She would say it. So, we were at a reunion. And I had a long time beef with Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this one reunion that we were going back and forth. And I can't say, I'll say eggplant. I'll say penis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she said, "You don't know what you're saying unless you have an eggplant in your mouth."
Whoa.
And it was just, it was like a mic drop moment. And it was such a mic drop moment that even Andy didn't say nothing. Nobody said it. It was like a pause. And I was discombobulated. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn. So
can you talk with it being in your mouth?
I thought, yeah.
I'm asking.
Excuse me, I'm a married woman. Hold on.
I'm just saying, I like things to make sense. That's not even a diss that makes sense.
But that's the thing, it didn't even have to make sense. It was how she delivered that. She delivered it. And my sister, I'll be saying something. Like, even now, I'll be saying, she'll be like, girl, shut up. You don't know what you're saying unless you got it. And I'm like, stop saying
damn,
that.
Damn, your sister said that to you when she mad at you? Because she knows it hurts you. That's
yes,
why.
Yes, and it was one more read that she said to me, and I was late to come to something we were doing. It was two reads, mm-hmm. And she said to me, she said, it don't take that long. She said, what'd she say? She was like, looking like that, it don't take that long to get ready. Something
no,
she
man.
Said,
come
yes,
on, stop, man.
Me.
Stop. Damn it, man. Who was that, NeNe?
That was NeNe. That was King still. Year after year.
Don't take that
can
long
you imagine
to get
somebody
ready
laying
like
classic
that.
Reads on you every year?
Kelly got to practice. She got to write those down.
Oh, yeah.
She practiced those.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe her glam gave it to her, but she would deliver it, baby. Damn she it, would deliver it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines.
What about you?
Oh, mine is somebody said I have big feet.
Big feet.
Yeah, that bothered me, man. All
no,
through high school.
No, I'm going to need you to go deeper than that. I just said that I can't talk without a
no,
DM.
No, he's a liar. Like,
I swear.
Of course, he's lying. We've been on this
yeah,
radio 13
we need
years.
More than that.
We've seen it. We saw when he got mad at Adidas and Merrill.
And men want to be called big feet.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you talking about?
We saw when he got mad at Adidas and Merrill and walked out. Like there's a lot of stuff that people have said to you that have hurt your feelings other than that.
I'm going
to
need more than that.
That was the only thing.
I don't believe it.
No, it's got to be more than that.
What are you trying to call?
Yeah, what the?
Watch.
Man, what is wrong with you?
Let me
man?
See them feet, though. Let me see.
You need to get us. What are you doing? Give us some character.
No.
I mean, some technicality.
I'm going to see if my wife picks up right now.
What are you doing? Give us some
one thing that you said to him that hurt his feelings when y'all were in high school. Watch. Let me see if pick up.
Hello?
Gia. Hi, Gia. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is Charlamagne and Portia and Envy. Envy, don't act like Envy not here, though. You on
hello,
the radio? Envy calling you on the radio again, unprompted. but it's not like last time.
Okay. Not that you can call her and not telling her she lied.
Listen, you're a funny guy.
What's the one thing you ever said to Envy that really hurt his feelings?
Oh, yesterday. What was it that I said?
No, not yesterday.
No. Yeah, yesterday. What was it yesterday? That's right. What was
it? Let her be honest.
When we were in high school.
No, before high school. What happened yesterday?
Silence.
Turn his mic off, Ray. What happened yesterday?
Oh, gosh. So many.
What did he say yesterday?
Yesterday. What happened yesterday? That hurt his feelings.
What's the big
no,
one?
No!
Yesterday!
No! Stop
yesterday.
This!
Yesterday!
Allen Iverson, what's the big one?
I mean, you guys know, but I don't want to take it that deep, though. I'm trying to think something lighthearted.
Well, what happened? Well, tell me what happened yesterday.
What's the
wrong one? No, what happened yesterday, Gia? Because
well,
he brought it
her,
up.
Let's give her some context. So, Charlamagne peaked at life at 30. So, that's how deep we are right now. So, feel free.
We're just talking
there.
About the things that somebody said that hurt our feelings.
And
so
he brought
much.
Up what you said yesterday, but no, he won't tell us what it was.
I said something that you said that always hurt my feelings.
No, you said yesterday.
And then we went in the mall at one time and I walked out the mall on you. What did you say?
Oh my God.
You're leading the witness.
I told. All right. So for context, what happened was we were shopping. We went into the mall at Lynn Haven Mall in Hampton, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we walked into a Foot Locker and he wanted the Allen Iverson. And Rashawn has always had a complex about his feet being big.
I told you.
And I would tell him, like, honey, that's a good thing. If a guy has big feet,
right.
There's a stigma attached to that. Like, that's a good thing. But your feet aren't too big for your proportion. You're good. So anyway, he tries on these shoes. And I was like, oh, wow. They make your feet look like little space shuttles. Because they're silver and red and white. They look like little
space shuttle feet.
They so look like space shuttles.
Little
so
space
really
shuttles. Don't forget
yeah,
little.
Feet,
little space shuttles.
You're big.
Little
big space shuttles. Big space shuttles. So he took off the sneakers, he threw them on the bench, and he walked out the Foot Locker. And I had to follow him throughout that mall, up the escalator, down the escalator. He went out the double doors. I followed him outside. I had to chase him through the parking lot. He wouldn't talk to me because he thought I was trying to tell him that his feet were big.
Thank you, baby. Bye, baby. Love you.
Bye.
Bro, every time I think you can't get more beige, bro. Like, you are the you are a stereotypical light skinned man. Like, this is beige rage. This is beige rage.
If every time we call my wife on this, she thinks we call her for the same reason we called her last time.
That ain't funny. I'm not laughing at that. That ain't funny. I'm sorry.
800-585-1051. What's one thing somebody said about you that hurt your feelings? Call us now at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joining us, we have our co-host Portia Williams here. We're talking about what's one thing that somebody said to you that really hurt your heart. Now, this conversation comes from Marlon Wayans destroying Charlamagne's life, calling him a bruised eggplant, and that he peaked that life at 22.
That was the part. The bruised eggplant was just a funny joke. But the peak that life when you had just got fired from, you know, radio for the fourth time and you living back home with your mom collecting unemployment checks at 31, 32. Ooh, boy. That was one, bro. That hurt.
Crush it.
I ain't gonna lie.
Red, good morning, Red.
Good morning. It's Keisha.
I'm sorry, Keisha. What's something somebody said that really hurt your heart?
Really hurt my heart. I was called fat, but it's the backstory. I'm in the military. You know, thick women, sickly women in the military, we got body complexes because they always telling us we can't get promoted, we can't do this and that. My neighbor and I got in an argument. And she called me fat, told me I don't look like I'm in the military.
I'm sorry,
what?
Mama.
You can't laugh like that. I was about to still
hurt. You fought her?
No, she's my mom's age. If she would have put her hands on me, though, we would have fought.
I'm sure you're not fat. How much do you weigh?
It takes two something to do something.
Two something?
Oh, she in the 200.
Yeah, but it's shaped right.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
That's just thick.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, it's hips and butt.
Thank you for your service, man.
That's all you got?
We appreciate your service. Thank you very much.
That's all you got?
Man, stop, man. Why are you doing that to
people?
You're going to
end it there? You can't ask somebody their stats and then just end it.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
You got to come back with the compliment.
Yeah, say, yeah, you dick. You not.
Yeah. That's a compliment. Thank you for your service.
All right. Hello, who's this?
What's wrong with y'all?
Hello?
Hello, good morning, everyone. It's Aziza Khabibi.
Morning.
Hey,
Aziza.
I saw the move.
Peace.
Hi,
how are you?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, girlfriend.
It's DJ Envy.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Okay, so the worst thing that someone has said to me was my mom. When I was about 10 years old, she found out that my father was raping me, and she told me that I stole her husband.
Oh.
Now, this was very hurtful. I mean, of course, it's hurtful, but...
That's an understatement, man.
It stayed with me during my childhood because I felt like I had no ally. I had no ally in her. My father was molesting me from when I was 8 years old. I ended up having 4 kids for him over the years. So it was very defeative, you know, for her to say that. And he was polygamous. He dealt with other women, but her idea was that because I was a child, she could not compete with me. So I stole her husband, and our relationship was just very toxic.
Why is your father not in prison? Or is he?
He is in prison. In fact, okay. Charlamagne, I called him before. You know, promoted my book, which I really appreciate because I spoke about
it. Oh, you're from Jersey. You're from Newark. Yeah, I remember now.
I'm from Jersey, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so, you know, that I have forgiven her. But, you know, to just going forward, even as an advocate for the prevention of child abuse and through my nonprofit, I come across a lot of moms who still hold guilt for the things that they feel they allowed to happen to their children or not protecting their children.
Yeah.
So, you know, we promote open conversation between parents and children, and we have a day dedicated this month called It's Okay to Tell Day, where we advocate for parents to allow their children to tell them anything without any consequences to maintain open conversation. So,
well, I'm sorry that happened to you, and I'm glad that you're using your experiences to help others. Can you tell them the name of the book again, please?
It's called Unashamed, A Life Painted.
And the name of the charity.
For sharing your story, too.
The charity website.
Thank you. PreciousLittleLadies.org.
Thank you so much for checking in.
Absolutely.
Damn, that's when you're having fun and it makes a turn.
I'm telling you, why do y'all do that, man? We be in here laughing and joking and then here y'all go, why y'all do that, man?
Poor kids.
I don't want to play anymore.
That's the Breakfast Club, though. Yeah, the Breakfast Club is highs, extreme highs, extreme lows, but guess what? All people have the right to express themselves on this show.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
Salute to that system, man.
I won't play no more. Where y'all want to go now?
No.
Now, her book really is interesting. I mean, it's one of those books that you know, you could see being a movie or a miniseries one day, because it's, you know, really like a real life precious situation.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you know, y'all, of course we've seen
Precious. But it's the whole thing about not being protected and not being heard.
That's right.
Like, that's the sad part.
You have to grow up with extreme trust issues after something like that. Like, when your own mother doesn't believe you based off something your father was doing. Like, who do you trust in this world when that happens?
Wow.
And that's why a lot of kids don't tell.
That's right. Yep. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hosts Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are declaring war on Hollywood. Each week, they take you behind the scenes as they team up with their famous friends for an all-out prank war. The bigger the star, the harder they fall. Catch Celebrity Prank Wars Thursday at 10 on E!
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host with us, Miss Portia Williams. And we got some special guests. We got Tammy Roman and
what's
Remy Ma.
What's up, Rem?
What up, Tammy?
What's up?
Big Remy, not the little one.
That's right.
What up, Tammy?
Hi, Charlamagne.
What's happening? Y'all up here promoting movies and stuff?
Yes, you know how we do. We got a new one on Lifetime called Girl in the Closet. Which is coming March 11th at 8 on Lifetime.
What's the movie about?
So it's based on actual events of this woman who lost her daughter and put her daughter in the custody of her sister, who is a very abusive and toxic individual who takes people and kidnaps them for their disability checks and social security checks.
Like,
listen, my kid get taken by my psycho sister. She's crazy as hell. They picked Tammy to play. She plays the amazing role of the perfect maniac. She's prostituting people. She's kidnapping them, stealing checks.
Yeah, I'm
she's
doing
like the
a lot.
Ultimate I'm doing scammer a lot. On every level.
Yes.
And I'm like the heartbroken trying to find my kid.
We've never seen Remy like this before because this character is so soft.
So nice. So sweet. And maternal
and loving. Crying.
Why y'all be playing Remy like Remy don't do both? Wow. Remy has shown us both for years.
Wow. Listen. What can I say?
Rim is a wife, a mother, you know what I mean? And a gangster.
I don't be understanding where does this narrative come from. I'm married 15 years. I'm about to be married 15 years. Yeah. I have wonderful children. And
listen,
you know, like,
I heard Remy on the phone with her daughter last night, and the daughter goes, "So listen, little girl, why you hang up on me?"
To Remy.
And I said, she got that from.
Have you made the intentional transition, Rem, like away from music? Like to say, I'm gonna go do other things?
You still owe us an album.
Not intentional. And it's actually the 50th anniversary of hip hop. So I was like, perfect time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also incorporated my new acting thing into everything. So you got to see when that happens. But when I started doing a lot of talk shows and hosts and stuff like that, that's great. You should do that. And then when I started doing acting, it's like, oh, it's great. But when you talk about it, they're like, no, we just want an album. That's it.
Right.
Walk around the metal detectors. That's all they want. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
You have to show them.
So that you disconnect on purpose then?
No, it's not on purpose. I did like 7-8 features last year. I didn't do any solo projects, but in all of them, my part was the best part. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. We talked about that with the 2 Chainz and Pap record. Yeah, like, sorry, God, but you got body.
Rebby Kill.
I mean.
Well, when are we getting your solo album? Because you've been working on it for.
You know what I do?
Couple years.
I do. It's been done. It's
so what you waiting for?
So what happened was after COVID, during COVID, I got a lot into that. We was doing State of the Culture. Then I was hosting the Wendy Show, and I just was doing so many other things that music kind of got pushed to the back. I was still recording music, still doing different things. Like, any given time, hitmakers like, yo, what we doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? I work on music, but it's just other things that kind of push it out the way a little bit.
It's same thing with you, Tammy. That's why you disconnected from reality TV, just to show them, like, I want to get into my acting bag.
I just didn't want to do reality anymore. I wanted to go back to scripted. I felt like I had shown enough of my life in terms of that
format. You know, y'all all in my business. I feel like I've given it all to you. There's nothing else to say. My kids are grown. And so it's like I wanted to go back to scripted. I wanted to go back to playing characters and doing the things that I love and doing unscripted in other formats, not that ensemble stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got Caught in the Act, Unfaithful. That's the cheater style show. And I love doing that. And then all my other projects are scripted.
So in this one, it's based off of a true story.
Correct.
So when you do a movie and it's based on a true story, you got to stay real close to the authentic story. You can't be changing up or none of that. Like, how was that for y'all? How did y'all prepare for that?
But this is my second. The first movie I ever did that I actually started was the Big 50 Del Ronda Hood story, based on a woman out of Detroit. And she was like super gangster. She's selling drugs. She's a madam. She's doing all these different things. And it was crazy because she was actually on set while we were filming. So it was like, you don't want to portray them in a way that that's not unfavorable to them. And I think when I felt any type of way, I would literally go to the side like, well, it was like, what was it? It was like one scene where they had her talking to her kids. And just for me being around her, I was like, I don't think she would play with these kids like this. Like the way that it was written, I was like, if your kids, you told them to go to bed and they were still sitting there. She was like, what? I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. So I don't talk to her directly. He's like, whatever you think, you know, to get more into the character, do that. And it was one scene where we was actually, she had a scene where she was leaving her son. She was missing his games. And it was, I turned to her and she's like on the side crying. And I was like, I really messed it up. I thought I messed it up. She was like, because she was crying. Like, she's a very strong woman. So crying, it didn't look like, it looked like she was pissed. I'm like, okay, I messed that up. She was like, yo, that was like so touching. So doing that really helped me with this one, especially considering that the person that I'm playing is such a vulnerable situation, like where you lost your child. So, you know, you have to take those things into consideration. Plus, I have a kid, so you just factor that in. Like, how would you feel if somebody took your kid?
I seen a story, they were talking about Tammy doesn't eat.
I eat.
I've been on set with you. And I see Tammy eat. There's juices, there's food. I'm like, where is it coming from? Does that ever bother you? Because people just make up their own stories, their own rumors. But me being on set, I'm like, no, she eats. And she eats a lot.
Yeah, I eat a lot. Well, the thing is, I have a condition that's called body dysmorphia. And I've had it since I was 13 years old. It is a mental disorder based on either trauma or genetics. And what happens with that is the way I look at myself and the way people see me are two different things. And I always see myself, unfortunately, as I'm overweight. There can literally be nothing wrong, but I will find something wrong. You understand? Like, I can find something.
I think this is important. I've never actually heard you even say that you have body dysmorphia. So thank you for that. For a lot of young girls out here, how do you deal with hearing yourself being hard on you and hearing the commenters? How do you shut it out, or how do you do that?
See, here's the thing. When I feel I look good, people will comment and say, you're too skinny.
You're too skinny.
You look like a bobblehead. She needs to gain some weight. All of that, in my mind, is a compliment. So they're viewing it as, girl, get your life together. I'm seeing bones. And I'm like, really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I look like a crackhead? Thank you. You know, it's like
what?
You know, it's like that. But I'm a diabetic, too. So, like, all of that comes into play for me. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, leave me alone. Let me deal with my issue and try to, you know, work my way through it to the best of my ability, which every day is a struggle.
But we think you can't win for lose, though. Yeah, you think you're beautiful inside and out. Like, you know, you're a good person, and a lot of people don't know that because they see the reality.
Yeah.
But as a person outside of that, you are a beautiful person inside out. Me and my wife love you, and
love
you know, we got a lot of love for you.
But you can't win for lose, though, because sometimes they'll say you're too thin, but then they'll be like, oh, Tammy be photoshopping her ass in pictures.
Oh, she got a BBL. I'm photoshopped. I ain't got no BBL.
Okay.
But
they say both is what I'm saying.
I'm going to fix my pictures.
Right.
Because if you want to see me in the raw, I got a whole page called Bonnie Chronicles for that. You see that Bonnie, you see that. No, maybe you get it all how you want to live. But on my page, it's going to be edited down to the ground. But I do not have a BBL. I did get my ass done. I got some, you know, shots in my ass way back when. And, you know, that's, I'll tell anybody the truth. You know, I'm going to fix what I feel I need to fix.
because of who I am and what I deal with anyway. So if I don't like something, I'm going to fix it.
All right, we got more with Tammy Roman and Remy Ma. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our co-host, Portia Williams, is here with us. And we're kicking it with Tammy Roman and Remy Ma. Charlamagne?
Right. Now, it's good to see Remy and Tammy together, especially this grown, evolved version, because 10 years ago, this would be the tag team champion of the world.
What?
We were talking about us. I literally just said, us together, this could be something here. Because this, you know, we're like the same person. We just handle it differently.
Right. Nah, I don't think that's the truth. Because Tammy's triggered too, right? You see this new Tammy? No. So I was on set with, Unfaithful. Mm-hmm. And it's a cheetah show. I'm on a couple of episodes with Tammy helping her out.
That's my partner.
Okay.
And this one girl says something to Tammy. And the whole Tammy changed.
No, because she said, don't make me get out this chair. So I said, if you get up out that chair, you're going to get what you want.
Right.
I dare you.
The host then turned.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh my God, Tammy, you know.
Ma'am, please don't get out that chair.
I don't think you should do that.
Just sit right.
When was the last time that happened to you, Rem? When was the last time somebody talked crazy to you?
Yeah. Nobody will really talk crazy to me in person. I tell people all the time, I've changed the way I react to things,
the way
that I even receive things, because certain things that used to really piss me off doesn't really bother me as much. But be very clear, I'm still the same person. And she's like right underneath the surface. Like, deep down inside. No.
It ain't that deep.
I'm like a paper cut away. I need my hand on the ring. I'm like, what? Like, you gotta be very careful. Like, but I feel like I give people respect. Like, I'm not a bully. I don't just go. If something, somebody did something.
But
Remy,
you
have a 4-year-old.
I love her.
That's about to start playing sports and go to school. And she's probably going to get into an incident like all kids do.
It's up. I already told her.
What does it's up mean?
I already told her the meaning of cousins. Because she's where she's at. We live not too far from you. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful school. But she's very close with her cousins that still live in Queens.
Just in case.
She will tell you quick. I'm watch when my cousins come. I'm like, yeah. The power of cousins. You got to know how it is. But she's so different. She's so sweet. Like, she's me without all the trauma that I went through. Because I feel like I was actually a really nice person before the world just started with me. And I had to prepare myself to deal with the world. But I feel like with me, with my siblings, a lot of my friends that grew up, we all had to grow up.
Absolutely.
Way sooner than we should have. Like, we didn't really get a chance to be a kid. Like, I want her to be a kid for as long. I want her to play with dolls. I want her to watch cartoons. I want her to, you know, have fun.
Correct.
I don't want her to feel like, because when it happens, it's going to happen eventually.
That's
I don't
right.
want her to feel that pressure of the world prematurely.
Right.
Are you the same with Pilar?
I'm the exact same way. And, you know, I mean, I used to be a little tough too back in the day. But having a child, my daughter's also 4, it just automatically changes something in you. I went to anger management for like maybe like 6 sessions. Out of what I got up from it was the power is given to you as soon as I react. So I almost get like a turn on in order for you to say something to me and me not even react to it. You know, my reactions now, I'll walk away from something being disrespectful. Yeah. And I'll get in my car like, yeah, I did that. Even though back in the day I have to show you what I'm going to do, me not reacting or handling it a different way, it's more powerful for me now. So it does.
That's good, because I haven't gotten
anger management classes made me mad.
I
used to be in there tight. Like, this is stupid. Only thing I learned is my physical cues. Now I'd be like, oh, I'm getting tight. My hands are sweating.
Why did it make you mad?
Because they sitting there like, once I'm mad, that's it.
You're supposed to see the cues so you can know to stop.
You can know.
It's all right, Lord. She's a work in progress.
Jesus.
Rem like the Incredible Hulk. Like, don't make me angry.
Now, I got to ask. I heard you on JC Lee talking about when Cardi B changes her profile pic to you. When did you see that, and how does that make you feel? Because you just wake up and all of a sudden you're trending again.
It makes me feel like I really don't be on social media as much as people probably would think I do. Like, if I'm posting something, I'm literally in the moment. I'm like, oh yeah, we're all posting, but or somebody's paying me to post. I don't really be. So I just.
But why
started,
did she change it? I don't know. I don't know what's tea, because I feel like there was some tea rooted in
that. No, she was beefing with Nikki at the time, and when they were beefing, she posted her profile pic.
She posted her cousin. She basically like, don't make me go get my cousin.
She posted her cousin.
But she
did what your daughter did. She posted her cousin.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. She was Cardi was in support of Remy. Like,
of course.
Okay, got it.
She's like saying, don't make me call Remy.
Got it.
I wasn't even doing nothing. Then, like at old Perry, I was like chilling somewhere, minding my own little one too. That's what I do. I mind my business.
Yeah.
It is interesting though, Rim, because like female rap is like, I don't even like to call it female rap, but a lot of women in rap are popping right now.
It's a wonderful thing.
What rapper is out right now that you respect?
I think everybody in their own respect has something that I like about them.
Yeah.
I love Lola mm-hmm. Brooke. Mm-hmm. I like her. Like, she's just so energetic and just seems fun, and she's mm-hmm. really like enjoying her moment. I like Glow. I like Glorilla. I like Latto. I like mm-hmm. Spice. Mm-hmm. I like everybody for different reasons.
Right.
It was a point where it seemed like everybody was doing the exact same thing.
Oh, it still and feels it like that a little bit to me.
It's starting to be where you can kind of, okay, this is her sound, mm-hmm. and this is what she sounds mm-hmm. like, and this is what, like, it's people starting to carve out their little niches. And I think we need that. I've never been a hater. I've never been somebody, mm-hmm. I've always been like, yo, I don't know no rappers that started out with money. Mm-hmm. We all come from the bottom. So when people be talking money, I got this, we all got money. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit more than others, but we all came from nothing. Mm-hmm. So anything that you're doing right now is a plus from where you came from and where you could have been. So I'm just happy to see all of them. I don't really have a favorite because when I see them, it's the same love reciprocally. I'm like, oh my God, I love you. I hope you're enjoying it. And I'm the one that's always trying to make sure you do this. Are you staying on type of this? Save some of your money. Buy a house. Don't, like, you know what I'm saying? I try to do some of the things that I wish people would have told me earlier on. Mm-hmm. And that I think that's what it's about. A lot of times people feel like it's always about who can hold a torch to you or who's competition, who's that. Nah, it's not about that. Like, I wish I had somebody that came and was like, yo, I see what you're doing. I appreciate it. Yo, let me tell you something. Let me put you with this lawyer real quick. Right. Let me put you with this financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Yo, are you into stocks and this and this? Maybe you should look into this. Like, just to give people a different...
But that's people that are secure.
Right.
That want to share knowledge and information. When you're insecure, it goes back to how you feel like you got to validate your position and mm-hmm. hold court. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? To make sure people remember, this is what I did. This is how,
but if you're insecure, you probably shouldn't even be in this business because mm-hmm. you'll be ready to meet the wrong comment.
Insecurity has never stopped anybody. You know, people's just going to get up in there and get in where they fit in. But I think with music in particular, I am hoping that it gets back to that era that I grew up in where everybody had their own lane.
Because you got a rapper in your house.
I do.
/ actress.
I do. Yes, Jazz. Hey, shout out to Jazz, who loves you, by the way. You already know
I
that.
I love her too.
But,
in the movie with us.
Yes, she is. She plays my daughter, Angela.
Her daughter plays her daughter.
Oh, that's cute. I love that. Daughter.
But the pen game is what I'm used to with rap, and I feel like all the women were sounding the same, and it's got to be a twerk situation, you know. And I grew up on like Latifah with Unity and Eve with Rough Rider, mm-hmm. you know, and Light was doing her thing, and you know, we had all those. Lil Kim was sexy, you know, like we don't have enough diversity,
mm-hmm. right.
in women in rap now, and I would like to see us get back to
that. You still got that though, and I think even with some of them look the part but still can spit like a JT. You know what I mean? Like JT can spit to me. Glorilla can spit to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Rhapsody, of course. That's a whole nother topic.
That's a different thing.
Can you spit your gum out, please?
He's the League of Her Own.
Can you spit your gum out? You chewing the whole interview.
You wait till now. The interview almost over. Why you gonna make us spit the interview out? Spit the gum out now.
Alright, we got more with Tammy Roman and Remy Ma. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Our co-host, Portia Williams, is here with us. And we're kicking it with Tammy Roman and Remy Ma. Remy, when you got, you know, this new industry, it seems like everybody's telling on each other, right? Snitching immediately. When you got locked up, I'm sure you could have told on some people and not did it.
I couldn't have.
Yeah, who else is involved?
What do you think?
That's not even an option. Okay. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, maybe not.
You got to know what snitching is first.
I don't discriminate. There's, oh, you're a civilian, so it's not just like, if you're telling something, you're telling, you're cooperating, that's just that. And I feel like a lot of times people are like, well, you know, they're a civilian. And they're like, if you're a civilian, stay hanging with civilians and be around civilians. Don't be a civilian and hang out with people that are like that. Don't do it.
No, but
try to justify what you did, because, you know, y'all know I wasn't really like that. And then people that, y'all, this is what y'all do, and y'all in that line of work,
Remy,
business,
no.
Keep these people that's really not built like that away from me, because when the pressure's on, they gonna fall. And I blame both parties. You shouldn't have been hanging with them, and you should have had them around you.
So you saying don't make yourself a witness.
Don't make yourself a witness, because now, what? Luckily, we live in times where witnesses can just walk around, party, post where they at, and it happens. It's like, and I remember a time where your family wouldn't even talk. Your family like, we don't deal with him, because they didn't want any problems. Right. Whereas you have to protect yourself. And I tell anybody that, like, that's, because I can't
tell people how to live. You don't know what their situation. Some people, mm-hmm. they're in certain situations because that's all they know. That's all mm-hmm. they have. Like, you got certain parts of the world where you either going to be in this gang or you going to be in the ground. You got to be smart enough to know that you can't just have anybody in your circle, because there will come a time where they're going to be given the option. And it's there's no loyalty. There's no codes. Every man is for themselves. And a lot of the stuff, unfortunately, that we were taught growing up, mm-hmm. don't snitch, don't do this, don't do that. We was taught wrong. Like, they taught that's us, right. like, they really had us jammed up thinking, mm-hmm. like, but for most of my life, people, that's why people have this perception of who they think I am, because you couldn't show feelings, you couldn't show emotions, mm-hmm. you got to hide everything. Mm-hmm. People can only see this part of you, or they're going to try you or whatever. And that's not really how you get through life. Once you see what the world really is outside of the hood, outside mm-hmm. of poverty, you don't need to be like that. You can be vulnerable. Yeah. You can, yeah. you know, express how you are. You can
That's right.
move accordingly to True. The way the world works. But unfortunately, for a lot of people that are like us, that look like us, that's not their reality.
That's crazy.
So imagine somebody telling. Who's been...
You know, telling?
I'm telling.
Okay.
I feel like if I'm involved with you mm-hmm. and I know the dirt you're doing, even if I didn't partake in whatever the crime may be, mm-hmm. but I know and I'm hanging with you and something go down, no, I'm not telling on you.
Right.
But if we rolling down the road and I don't know you got keys in the back and now they like, these your keys, I'm like, no, the f- they not my keys. Check the trunk. Yeah, I don't know what you're going. That's not my sh-. I don't know whose it is. I may be like this. I don't know whose it is, but I know it ain't mine.
Listen, saying it's not mine is not the same as saying
it's his.
It's hers.
Uh-huh. That's what Gunna did. Gunna said it's not mine. Gunna was in the car. Gunna said the stuff in the car wasn't mine.
Okay, but I feel like that's not the same. People have to understand, and then you have to know your rights. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times people just be scared.
Yep.
And they be talking. Mm-hmm. And the goal, let me just drop something.
Go ahead.
The goal, because I tell people this all the time, everybody that is in prison is not guilty.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The same way that everybody that's walking around these streets is not innocent. You think every cop, every prosecutor, every DA, every judge got it right every time? Mm-hmm. Like every single person that's in jail? So that's the first thing that you need to understand, that everybody is, and it's not always exactly as it happened. Because think about it. When you tell the story, you're going to try to put it to the way that it favors to you. People don't go in there and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help them out. They bend it. They mm-hmm. squeeze it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, their job is to convict. If you look at any DA, any yeah. prosecutor, anything, mm-hmm. the federal government, mm-hmm. their bragging rights is such and such percentage conviction rate.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that means... Mm-hmm. You don't want a 20% conviction rate. That means you trash. They want the high 99%, 90% mm-hmm. conviction rate. They're not trying to find out if you're innocent or not. They're mm-hmm. trying to get a conviction.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
The way you speaking on this one particular case, it's clear who they want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Yeah,
yeah. It's very clear yeah. the person that they want. So you could go, you could go, you could go. You go home to your kids, you go home to your kids, you go home. This is who we want.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And that's justice. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm never jacking that.
All I'm hearing is why people highly request Remy Ma to be a co-host on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, we tried. But Remy wants to know how much we paying.
Put the dollar up.
No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. Remy was like, yeah, well, how much I got?
Serious. Like, hold up. Let me tell y'all something.
There you go.
Here it is.
I did a lot ding, of ding, stuff ding. In my life. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. almost everything. And I thought about it with this, like, damn, is this one of those situations? Almost everything that was life-changing in my life, I did for free.
Mm-hmm.
When I did Annie Up Remix, I was a teenager. I was straight out of high school. I begged my A&R to get me the instrumental. I put my verse on it. I was like, just let them hear it. Changed my life. When I did Lean Back, I didn't even have a record deal. We went in the studio. We was at Cali House in Miami. Stole Joel's verse off of it, put myself on the song, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
When I did All the Way Up, I don't even think we signed paperwork to this day. I might have to call Joe.
mm-hmm.
It was just an idea. If it comes out good, we're gonna rock with it. If it don't, nobody will never know we did it. Changed my life. All the little times that I was doing Wendy and stuff like that, they pay me, but they ain't paying me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Changed my life. So I feel like I paid my dues. I did mm-hmm. a lot of things. Like, the reason why people request, because I'm really good at what I do.
Absolutely.
So basically,
The Breakfast Club can't change her life.
She needs some bread.
So they can't change your life, or they need to pay you what you're worth.
But first of all, I gotta sit here and look at this guy.
So you never got paid for none of those classic verses?
I got my publishing because I write my own material, and yeah, I got my royalties. But like as a feature fee, no.
Wow.
And well,
that's a lesson in that.
And then All the Way Up and Lean Back were both my songs. Like people always say Fat Joe's record, but it's actually, if you ever look, it's Fat Joe and Remy Ma. Like it's not a feature. But yeah, and I was okay with that.
Yeah,
I was okay with it, and I try to explain to people all the time, like, everything is not about. So when they was calling me about this, I was like, is this one of those situations where I should just do it? Fine, we talk about something to promote.
Yes, yes. So please, everybody, don't forget to check out Girl in the Closet, which is on Lifetime.
March 11th at 8.
At 8 please. Check us out.
This amazing woman and all her talents. So you going to tell them about your production thing and how you have all these movies that you're doing?
I do have all these movies. Yeah, thank you,
her
Remy.
Own. Like, she's making them.
I'm behind the scenes.
She hired
too,
me.
You know, yes, I did.
Yes.
We're doing another project together, and then Envy, I can't wait for people to see you this season on
on camera.
He is my co-host.
Yes.
Back
on chicken.
And we were so excited to have him. And let me tell you, some of the gems he drops, because people are like, why is he that, you know, like or whatever. This dude, like, on some for real, like relationship expert, like, he is the truth of how this can happen in your life, what you should do.
Well, he's got experience.
He has experience in it, but that's the best place to speak from, right? Like, life experience and the wisdom of all that. And so everybody really loves him.
Don't give on that show.
Me?
I'm playing like it, but I really like it.
It's good. It's good. So yeah, Girl in the Closet.
All right.
Well, thank you guys. It's Tammy Roman. It's Remy Ma.
Yeah.
And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hosts Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are declaring war on Hollywood. Each week, they take you behind the scenes as they team up with their famous friends for an all-out prank war. The bigger the star, the harder they fall. Catch Celebrity Prank Wars Thursday at 10 on E!
I was talking up the team. Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Wow, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day goes to a man with 7 kids and 7 baby mamas. Now, I try not to pay attention to these people. You know what I'm saying? I see these people telling these outlandish stories on YouTube and TikTok, because nowadays, folks is saying and doing anything to get some attention. And being that we live in a world where nobody cares about the truth, if the lie is more entertaining, folks just be getting online telling these outlandish stories just to get some clicks and subscribers. Now, I don't know if this story is real, but the idea is, and that's what I like to discuss and critique, the idea. Okay, the idea that digital D-head like this young man put on the FBI's internet. Now, as I told you, this man got 7 kids and 7 baby mamas, but he don't take care of none of them. Okay? Not a one. Why? Because he said he told those young ladies from the beginning that he don't want them. Now, let's go to the FBI's main source for Exhibit A's YouTube to hear this young man speak.
Now, for the past few days, I've been going live, telling my story, speaking my truth. And a lot of women having an issue calling me a deadbeat, because I tell them I was being irresponsible, yeah, not wearing protection. But I always tell these women that I got pregnant that I do not want to be a father to these children. And I offer to pay for the abortion. Majority of times, they'll either take the abortion or they'll take a plan B. But only these 7 have kept these children. But the crazy thing about it is they want me to be responsible for some children I told them I did not want. So for some years now, some of them been trying to get in contact with me. Access denied. Because I don't really know why you're trying to get in contact with me. I didn't told you I did not want them kids. We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. And I ain't care to pull out, because not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months.
Jesus.
It's the woman. In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with.
True. Portia, you just said earlier that women need to watch who they sleep with.
I mean, damn.
I just digest
how savage this man is. Listen, I mean, okay, let's just be real. Man. He's not the first man to tell somebody to take a plan B. He's not the first man to say he don't want a child. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, that's why we got child support. You still got to pay for this child. He need to be telling this story in jail, right around the lunch table.
Jesus.
Yes, he does. Because just because you decide to say you don't want to pay for the child don't mean that you shouldn't have to.
I feel that proper poom poom management is essential for a healthier life. I feel this man is out here passing along sexually transmitted demons, okay, to whoever wants them. And yes, this man is a demon, and they should change that purple smiling face emoji with horns to his face, because this is true demon time. And I really wish this young man would have made this video after baby mama number one. Because if he would have made this video after baby mama number one, then he would have never gotten the seven baby mamas. And if he did, then every single one of them deserved the baby father they got. Because when a deadbeat tells you who they are, believe them. And it does amaze me that this young man is putting the responsibility not to get pregnant solely on the woman. Yeah, can I hear more of this guy?
Another thing is, these just jump offs. He's the type of woman that I ain't even had to do nothing for. Mm. The bare minimum, but they gave me access to their body.
Damn.
And they think I want to be a father to a child for one of them? Wait, I don't even have no type of love for these women. How do they expect me to love these children? I can offer to pay for abortion, but at what point can I force a woman to go get an abortion? I cannot. A woman say, my body, my choice. But I say, it's my life, my choice. Before y'all try to stitch this and be like, black man this, black man that, I don't give a
I could have sworn he was going to say, she say her body, her baby. Because yeah. That's how he feel. He's done.
I wish you could have saw your face when he said, these girls give me their body for the bare minimum.
Like, what? What?
Oh, man.
This guy is disgusting. Like, one thing I can say about Nick Cannon, this man has a baby. Wait a minute. We on the subject of multiple babies and multiple mamas. We got to bring him up. Don't act like y'all didn't think the story was his name at first.
You know.
But anyway, at least he take care of his kids.
That is true.
He actually wants to populate. I don't know if this man went to school. Does he know what biology is? When you put the vagina and the penis together, they can make a baby?
That's right.
That's how it works.
You know what I wish? I wish that along with these babies that he didn't want, he would have got an STD he didn't want. You know
how
what I'm saying?
How you know he don't?
That is very true. But I feel like if he was getting multiple STDs, he wouldn't be moving like this. And that's the thing brothers and sisters don't understand when y'all out here, you know, raw dogging randoms, okay, doing the DNA dance with any and everybody. You're absolutely increasing your chances of catching gonocifer herpes AIDS, okay? Gonocifer herpes AIDS is what irresponsible brothers should get. And I wish it was one-way gonorrhea herpes AIDS, okay? Because, you know, I don't want the woman to get it. Because it's one thing if he was telling these women his intentions before he slept with them, but he's not. He's telling them after the fact, after they have been manipulated to sleep with him. I don't respect it because you're not giving these women
a choice.
He said
he did, Shaw. That's what he's saying.
After the fact, though.
Oh, he didn't. No, I thought he said
after
he told them
pregnant.
Before. No, he said, listen, I'm going to have sex with you. And if you get pregnant, I don't want it.
Oh, I ain't hear that
part. He
didn't
say that.
No, I thought he said after they have the baby.
Oh.
See, I would respect it if he did it before.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man.
No, he actually said he'd tell you after you need to take a plan B.
Oh, after he done, but either way, he done manipulate.
When you feel that drip, when you feel that drip, you know what's finna go down. Your ass need to go take a plan B.
Please give this man with seven baby mamas and seven kids the biggest ER.
Now, I didn't hear the whole donkey. You gonna play a game?
I'm not playing a game. I don't feel like playing a game.
Don't play a game?
Mm-mm. Don't want to play a game. Nope.
You don't want to play a game.
Nope. Don't want to play a game.
Sound white to me. I'll just get curious.
Oh, okay.
What's his race?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know it doesn't matter what his race is. He's disgusting.
Okay.
Okay, this is terrible human behavior.
He's black.
Wow, Portia.
Yeah. I saw it. I saw him online.
And he's actually not black.
What is he? He is black.
He's nigga.
Oh, he
no, my goodness.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Portia Williams, here.
Yeah, she'll be back. Oh, there she go. There go Portia. There go Portia.
Oh,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Cheryl Underwood and Akbar. I cannot pronounce your last name.
Baza
Biamila.
There you
go,
Cheryl.
No better. Baza Biamila.
Man, Cheryl, you look good. You done swim down.
Thank you,
Joe. Listen to me. I had to focus on my health. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dr. Zuri Morell. Shout out to Metamucil. Shout out to everybody. I'm going to try to talk to people about it. Mm-hmm. Weight management, they talk to you about weight management as if it's some compulsion or willpower issue. But some people need medical intervention. But praise God, diabetes almost gone.
Wow. You know,
high blood pressure almost gone.
Yeah, high cholesterol too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But lab work, nice.
Wow.
Not, make you want to move, make you want to eat better. Then I'm hanging out with Akbar to go to the gym on the lot every morning.
Wow.
Every morning. Yeah. I'm trying to hang. But I'm trying to get this body right here so I can get them carrots.
Yeah.
You know, not just carrots to eat, carrots to wear.
The first thing she said when she walked in there was,
who trying to get that?
Who trying to get that dope?
Okay, tell, because you showed me.
I was the one who brought it to her. I check you guys out all the time, and I saw Drewski on here talking about, y'all asked him who's got the best backside in the biz, and he was like, man, Cheryl, and y'all had to, like, Cheryl Underwood? Like, yeah, and then,
well, first,
and
then, did he say brown skin or something?
And he was describing you.
Right.
And then you helped him out.
But I was like, who he talking about? He talking about some more? He talking about, you know, because these are all my colleagues and everything. Mm-hmm. So by the time he got to my name in the clip, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then he went into more talking about, you know, what he would do. And
with it.
Listen, and I was just like,
he trying to come get babysat by grandmama?
He said he would eat bunkie or something.
He said he'd eat the bunkie and all that.
Oh, so what do you want? He want a pony? What do you want? A tricycle? what he trying to get? How old is he?
Would you date a younger man? I was going to ask.
I'm not putting in all that work. He going to have to bring somebody with him. I'm not doing that. I'm going to tag out. I'll be out here making these sandwiches for you young people.
He's 28.
He's 28. Oh, that's a young.
I got a job. I got to go to work at the talk every day. I can't be doing that. I be late for the show all the time. He done put the sleeper hold on. You know how young boys are. All they do is play PlayStation, eat cereal, and snack on people. I'm late for work. What time is it?
Yeah. And Cheryl's always the first one there. We're always racing between who's the first one on the lot.
Because you know why.
Why?
Because we got to be there.
I get it.
That's right. But wait a minute. Wouldn't it be wild if we did get together and you saw him driving my car and all up on the lot, then we going on tour together and everything.
He's a comedian too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Make this money. I'll wait.
Well, Portia said any man that eat bunkie isn't eligible to get married.
No, he's not.
What?
He's saying that a man can be eating bunkie and approach you and say he want to be with you, and you're supposed to kiss in the mouth and marry him. And I said no.
Okay, I would like to rebut that. I think if someone is a giver, then you should be able to have a embrace, a kiss.
What if he is a known bunkie eater?
Well, you
not
ain't,
just like, okay, oh, how special. Okay. I did my ex-wife. I did my baby mama.
You can't come kiss me after you done did that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let's say it was going down.
Yeah.
If we was having a Porsche party.
Mm-hmm.
And old boy was, and then he come back to me. Nah, that ain't how that go, playboy.
Yeah.
You can come to me.
No, she don't even want her husband to eat her bunkie.
No, I didn't say that.
If you ate bunkie in the past and now you in a new relationship, that's fine.
Right? A new monogamous?
Yes.
Is there some dental care happening?
Thank you.
Can we get clean your teeth?
Don't forget mouthwash.
Little Listerine.
And you need to.
I need you to get some new veneers because I don't know what's between them.
And I need you to have your gastrointestinal work done.
Thank you.
All that? Yeah, you choking down perch and snapper and whiting and all kinds of things.
You might have to do a COVID test, too.
And you better know it.
Oh, let's talk about the talker. CBS PR back here having a fit.
But wait a minute. But when y'all was talking about it, they was back there going, yo. They was like, get the shot. They was like, okay. Bop was like, okay.
The breakfast club.
Now, Cheryl, you're the longest running co-host.
Yeah, you know it.
So do you feel like pressure to guide like the newbies?
No, you know what? Jerry O'Connell, Akbar, that had two dudes on the show. Mm-hmm. We got that dude discussion. You know, we have Dion came on. We had a lot of guests and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's a good energy. Then we got Natalie Morales. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have a Latina on your panel. You don't have one leading and moderating your panel. Mm-hmm. So we always making history over at the Talk. Diversity has always been at the Talk table. Then we got Amanda Clue. Let me tell you something. Don't say nothing. That girl bad. You said girl legs, man. If I was that tall, I'd be using it.
I would say you do lead. I mean, I think you're like you don't have to say much to lead. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like your presence, what you bring to the table.
You see, I stop talking when you start talking, so I'm not really leading.
I really put that Nigerian American
voice on me. I was like, yes, you're absolutely right.
It's kind of like being in the locker room when you got that veteran presence in the locker room. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, when I walked into the locker room. There was Jerry Rice. He didn't have to say I'm the leader. You just you know what I mean. You just carry. You got that.
You got that cameraman. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Send it back to us so we can play it tomorrow. I am the leader unofficially. I like to be the anchor, being the old head, remembering all the great guests that we had and still have. You know, the Talk is a great place to come because we're gonna talk about it and be about it. So I like being the old head. I like being old school. And I like that God had put me in a position to be settled enough that whatever comes out of people's mouth is cool in the game.
Got you. All right, we got more with Akbar and Cheryl Underwood. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Portia Williams, here. And we're still kicking it with Akbar and Cheryl Underwood. Portia?
You are a comedian. Yes. And you've been doing this forever.
Yes.
So you come from the era where you can say what you want to say. People weren't as sensitive.
Right.
And then, you know, we got to talk about Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
How do you feel about his new special and what he had to say? And he is getting backlash, but how you feel?
Well, I believe that first, backlash is good because that means he did his thing.
That's right.
You don't always have to agree with the comic.
Right.
Just go on that experience. We know Chris from Big and Blacker, Bringing Pain, everything.
Never
you know,
scared.
So he never scared.
That's
he
right.
did what we needed him to do, and he took the time. He went around the country. He polished the set.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't like just start talking about it off the riff.
Right.
You know, and some of the topics only he could do. You know what I'm saying? So he did what he was supposed to do. I think he opened the door for Eddie to come back.
Ooh.
He opened the door for Steve, for everybody, for all of us, because you live streaming all over the world.
Right.
So I can be in any comedy club and give me the bag, give me open the briefcase like Hawaii 5-0, and let's live stream this, and let's bring comedy clubs back.
Right.
I'm not even worried about the language, because what they did was they live streamed a nightclub set.
That's right.
That's the experience.
So you know you weren't getting the beats. They didn't edit anything out. Right.
Right. I have said stuff. I've got caught in stuff. I know that if I get caught in something, I come to the street. I come to the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. I come to Steve Hart. Mm-hmm. I come to anybody's show, and we clean it up for the culture.
Right.
But also, you know, you're going to get a little heat for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And he did what he did. And he did it in Baltimore.
What'd you guys think of it? I gave him like a B-.
B-.
Wow. Yeah, because I felt like it was so long for it to come out. It took a year for him to respond.
Yeah, the polish.
But
you had to get
it right.
I know that's what comedians do, but I felt like because it was so long, he had to over-deliver. And so, whereas the material was good, the material wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, out of that whole set, it was 7 minutes on Will Smith. And I think that's what everybody tuned in for.
But I think
everyone
that was the problem. I think having that expectation that I want to see Chris talk about Will made you disregard all the other great stuff that he said.
I don't think it disregarded it. I mean, you can't. It was the elephant in the room. You had to acknowledge
but
that.
But we didn't acknowledge
the biggest.
But didn't somebody do
it
for
the
hour
set?
Marlon Wayans did an hour on it, and it's a different experience.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but to me, as a comic, I'm going to take all the time I need to polish the joke to the destination. But also, this is a production.
Yeah.
So if I was in the club, I can ad-lib, move jokes around, in, out, add words. But this is still a production that's being live-streamed. So I think what he did was amazing. The only Chris Rock could do it.
Absolutely.
And even teasing it throughout the special.
That's
he kept going I don't need another Mad Rapper.
That's right.
He was stringing you along.
Right.
He said, I wanted more, though. I wanted to really, because I think, too, Will Smith had already come out, a couple of times already talking about it. So I wanted some of that response to it. But,
don't you appreciate that he had to make it a mic drop moment?
Yeah.
I thought he made it a mic drop moment.
It had to be a mic drop moment. And let me tell you this. That slap was personal.
Yeah.
All right. He's a comedian. He did get up there and he made it into a joke.
Yeah.
But if you are watching it, you felt one of them bitches land in a personal way.
Yeah, no.
So
he
I
fought
think
back.
He
that was
saved
his way
it because
back.
He didn't even want to fall his. He didn't want to fall out of character with the other jokes. So he left it for the end. So even in case he got a little emotional, it could be there. He could drop the damn mic and be done.
I thought he dropped the mic because he messed up And so he ramped it up. If you go back and watch it again,
he messed up.
He came back, but he had to ramp it up and then had to end it with more anger. That's how I saw it. That's a live performance.
You streaming a live performance. We mess up on the talk all the time, reading the prompter and doing things. So we don't get to come back into it. So he had to do what he had to do. But here's my feeling of it. When he talked about when the situation happened with August Alsina, he tried to reach out to him as a man because that was the dude that he looked up to, and he didn't call him back. So something's going on all in that dynamic. Mm-hmm. But we all family. Mm-hmm. If something was happening to me, I want y'all to reach out to me and go, Cheryl, you good? Mm-hmm. We'll talk like y'all did. Mm-hmm. Everybody did because we family. That's why I think Chris was so open to him when he walked toward him. He didn't think he was about to get slapped.
Right.
You know, but y'all men, y'all grown men. Yeah. Come on, man. You as big as you are, you going to let a dude cry?
Without the baby powder, he probably wouldn't have come that close. If that was your brother, like you didn't think he would have did it. Like if I'm doing something, Charlamagne's walking up to me, I'm just thinking that's Charlamagne. He gonna say something stupid on the mic.
I got you. I mean, he's at the Oscars.
He's on one of the biggest stages ever. I don't give a damn what you think. When he got on that stage, he had no idea he was gonna connect to his face.
Can I tell you what I want to have happen? And I think you can facilitate this, or they can come on the talk on CBS. I want them to squash it.
I want them to shake hands and squash it and go,
my bad, your bad, and then squash it with Jada. Let's just squash it and then get on to making these
bags. Even now, if I'm Chris, I wouldn't talk to you either for a year because I got a special coming up. So I got to get this material.
That's right.
You ain't going to step on this material.
That's right. And you ain't going to catch us chopping it up. And then they go, they cool with each other.
You know, Chris, do you think Chris would resolve? Because the way it felt, it didn't feel like he would ever want to resolve it with Will.
I think in time they will. Because you're older now, you're more mature. And you can do it right on the top of CBS and Paramount
Plus. Even though he called him bitch 19,000 times, called his wife
bitch. That was the only way he could fight back. That was his slapback. That was his slapback. Because that was the only way he could respond.
That's club language. You know, it killed me when people get sensitive about it. Who you got?
Sure, where you going? Let me ask you a question. One real quick question.
I want to say the real ended last year, right?
Yeah. The view is still going. I want to know what separates the talk from shows that follow the same formula. Like, why is the talk still here?
We don't have to. I'm not speaking about anybody else's show because I love the view. I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for Sherry Shepherd helping me get in Joy's Comedy Corner and doing two political sets. And I think that's where you see Cheryl Underwood, who's a nightclub performer, Def Comedy Jam, BET Comic View, now on a panel and being the longest running person on a panel on CBS. Right? Nobody would have expected that. But that's because the door was open for me. Whoopi, Sherry, Lonnie, everybody. So what separates the difference is we can talk about anything. We just don't have to be polarizing about it.
Right.
We can talk about male-female relationships. We can talk about sports, politics, what's going on in the day, entertainment. We just don't have to go that far with it. And I'd like to see us do some different things. And if the Lord let us stay on, then we will be doing things like that. But when you're talking about panel shows, look at how news has changed. There are more panels and more banter. So when you want good conversation, the destination is the talk.
They gotta go, guys.
It's conversation over confrontation.
I was holding my purse because I thought I was about to get romanced, and since he's not here, I'll be leaving.
I'm gonna connect you with Drewski. Akbar said it's conversation over conversation.
I would go on a date. Film it, please.
I'll go on a date.
I want to see it.
I would go on a date. What do you like to eat?
Everything. Well, that's later possibly.
I don't know. My insurance company. I'm trying to get these $1 billion checks. How can I be down? When am I coming back? Nobody ever calls me and go, hey girl, I need to talk to you in the break room. Let me get $1 billion, Bill Gates. What's happening? It never happens for me. Charlamagne, can you find me somebody?
Drewski, I got you.
Yeah, but what if that don't work out?
It might work out.
I need somebody with money.
They gotta go. They got a live TV. Do Nigerian mini boogie?
Of course, man. We're Nigerians.
Where your man from?
My man is from Nigeria. He is a Benin. He's from the Kingdom of Benin.
Oh, okay.
The
kingdom. Oh, okay, he's Nigerian, huh?
Yes, my people from Ghana.
Yeah. And I am Yoruba.
I'm Yoruba. What do you know? Bono.
My brother.
Y'all stole Joe Lafayette from the Ghanaian people. Just like,
don't you bring that nonsense here. You better not bring that nonsense here. It is our jollof rice. Everyone knows it's our jollof rice.
I don't know what it's got. Akbar, Cheryl Underwood, thank you for joining us. I know y'all gotta go.
Watch the talk on CBS.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Jollof rice for breakfast.
Y'all stole it from us.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
April 22nd for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival happening at Pullman Yards in Atlanta, hosted by me and my good sister, Jess Hilarious. We got some of your favorite podcasts hitting that stage, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, Checking In with Michelle Williams, and a whole lot more. We got the Black Effect Marketplace, where a lot of local businesses in Atlanta will be set up, and we'll have merchandise from a lot of your favorite podcasts, man. So go to eventbrite.com right now and get your tickets, and go to blackeffect.com for more information, okay? On the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival, April 22nd in Atlanta.
What's up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. We are on vacation, but I want to remind you that my car show is going down May 28th in Memphis. You don't want to miss it. It's family fun, celebrity cars, exotic cars, old school cars, rides, and all those things. So get your tickets. You can click the link in my bio for more information. And kids 5 and under are free.
Yeah, I do, man. And it goes back to the conversation we had earlier when we were talking about, you know, finding peace at work, or, you know, would you take a pay cut to have a job that makes you more happy? And, you know, the young lady that I was really inspired by, the young lady that called and talked about the boundaries that she set up for herself at work. And I just think boundaries are so important. That's why I love Nedra Tawab Glover's book, Set Boundaries, Find Peace. But I just want all of y'all to always remember, man, if people are offended by your boundaries, be very aware of those people. Be very aware of the people that are offended by your boundaries. Because if you're offended by my boundaries, then you're probably one of the reasons I need them.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.